Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It is good to have you with us. And you know, one of the things that I really enjoy doing on this program is bringing you, as you can tell, folks who come from all over, and they may be widely known, I mean around the world, literally. But how about when we also have local residents who are really making an impact right there in the part of the world where they live and work and worship? Well, we have someone with us who does that very thing. She truly makes a difference. Some of you have heard her before with me. It's been a while. She's back today, though, and she's going to be talking about her life. She's going to be talking about her work. None other than Miss ZZ Wright. How you doing, ZZ?
I'm doing okay.
Good to have you back with us again. It's been a minute.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate this. Thank you.
My pleasure. And you know, you're a hard worker. You have a lot going on. It's been a while since we talked, but I want you to do me a favor. Help everyone in the Speaking With community get to know ZZ Wright a little bit better. Tell us what has made you tick as a little girl. How have things changed, remain the same as you become a grown woman? And use that to help segue us into a topic that is near and dear to your heart, and that is writing plays.
Well, according to my mom, I've been writing since I was about 8 or 9 years old.
Interesting.
I had little stories that I would just come and go in the room and just start writing. Where everybody else was outside playing, I was the little girl that was in there writing little stories and creating little stories. So I've always was a creative person. And but as you grow up, of course, life changes. And most of stories come from life. So as I was going through different parts of my life, as a teenager, as a young adult, and now as an older adult in early 40s, of course, when situations begin to change, I took those stories out of those situations and created different plays and different writings and different stories. This is actually my fourth production. My first production I was able to do at Savannah State University. That's where I graduated from with my bachelor's in English. And they wanted someone to write about the history of the school. And so it was really a challenge. They would say, well, we know ZZ likes to write, so why don't you go ahead and go for it? So I did it. Had audition calls. Over 200 students showed up to audition for it. It ended up being on television, this widespread thing. And it was actually about the history of Savannah State University. I took a little pause from there and just started writing a historical novel. That took about 10 years.
Wow.
Called The River of Life. And this was about two African-American twins that get separated at birth in the 1800s. And when they come back together, they're the first women to go to college. And so we go on the journey with them.
And that took almost 10 years.
Yes, it did. It took almost 10 years because, life goes on. You got to work and you got to eat.
Those things are important.
Those things are important, and that's one of the reasons. That's where really my latest project comes from: how to balance your career and your dream at the same time, and also your family and your faith.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you mentioned that one of the things you said, ZZ, is that your writing comes from life.
Yes,
and that gives us a general sense of how you write your plays.
Yes, definitely.
Let me ask you, even with greater specificity, how do you determine the topic that you're going to write about this time? And how do you know when, as that pen hits the paper or as your fingers are hitting the keys on that computer and you're looking at what's showing up, you're really headed in the right direction or not?
I get a lot of people around me start talking about the same topics. And when they start talking about the same topics, then I know then it's time to write about it. Like my last project, House of Women, was about women that went through different issues. And so when I was talking with my friends and they're talking about those same issues, I was like, well, yeah, it's time to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
One of my other projects, which was Family Freedom Day, that was another play that I did. At that time, there were a lot of family issues. And so, you know, that's when I decided, okay, we need to write about the importance of family.
And so, that being the case, do you find that a lot of times when you're hearing these conversations, that these conversations have been kind of turning over in your own mind as well? Or is it just that you just hear these people talking about it and you write, like, you say, okay, time to write about this?
They're also turning in my mind. A lot of times, a lot of people are going through the same struggles or the same things, you know. And when you start having, sometimes you think you're in it by yourself, but you're not. Yeah. And when you start talking with other people and you hear their stories, then you begin to realize, okay, we're not in it by ourselves. And maybe a play or maybe a book, you know, maybe a small production can really reach these people, and they can know that they're not alone in this journey also.
Yeah. And so as you're writing, you're capturing thoughts and feelings that you've been hearing people describe. You're thinking about your own thoughts and feelings as you have thought about and gone over in your own mind these different subjects. Is there a way that you have of knowing during the process that you're putting this on paper the way it should be turning out? Or do you have to wait until you have the finished product, review it all, and then decide whether or not it turned out the way you wanted it to?
Well, writing is a process. And what I do is when there's an idea that comes, I'll write it down, put it aside. And then, so I have like pieces of paper all over the house. And then finally, I'm able to put all of this together. And once you put it all together, it just automatically flows. So that's what ends up happening. Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know, I write in a journal every day, and in writing in that journal, that I'm always putting down my ideas. And so, like I said, at the end, you just put all those ideas together.
And one of the things that you captured, you mentioned women were going through a hard time, and you decided, okay, it's time for me to write about this. This is just one example of many where one of the things that's clear, you're dealing with emotion.
Yes.
Do you ever find yourself reluctant to touch some of the emotions that you feel are going to be brought out, not only in your paper, but possibly in the hearts, the souls of the people who will be watching your production once you're on stage?
Well, there's always a piece of me in the writing, no matter what it is. And I say that, I honestly believe that's a piece of that with every writer. There's a little piece of them, no matter what it is, what type of writing it is, that is in that work. And so because of that, you know, sometimes I'm reluctant about, okay, they're going to think this is about me, or they're going to know this is about me, and do I want to put myself out there like that? But it ends up being, I want to minister to people. I want to reach people. And so if I got to put myself out there to do it, then so be it.
Our guest, yours and mine, is Mrs. Zeezee Wright. She has written another play. It's entitled Dreams of Harlem. We're going to be talking about that play when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Forward thinking. That's been part of the program Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. from the beginning.